Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and verses 1 to 3.
请大家打开约翰福音第一章一至三节。
As a sequel of last lesson, let us read again Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
上次我们讲到约翰福音一章一至三节，我们现在再一次是读这三节的圣经。
Let me first read in English and then in Chinese.
我们首先读英文，跟着读中文。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是藉着他做的。凡被造的，没有一样不是藉着他造的。
There are many Bible translations available in the world.
在这个世界当中，有很多的圣经的翻译呢，你可以能够找到的。
But most translations of John chapter 1 verse 1 read like this.
很多的翻译呢，都是如同现在刚才所读的一样。
But not all.
但是不是所有是这样。
Most translations do read like this.
很多的翻译就如同刚才我们所读一样。
Last lesson, I pointed out that this translation is problematic.
上次我已经讲过了，这样的翻译法呢，是非常是有疑问的。
A correct translation should read,In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God,And God was the Word.
正確的翻譯應該這樣，太初有道，道是指神，神就是道。
Now the Bible is God's revelation about himself.
聖經是有啟示神自己本身。
The Bible is also God's message for mankind.
聖經呢，亦都是神的信息，是給所有的人類。
For me to say that a translation of the Bible is wrong or problematic is a very serious claim to make.
当我讲到翻译是有疑问的时候，是一个非常重要的。
Especially to readers of the Bible who depend totally on Bible translations.
特别有一班的读者是完全是依靠翻译去明白圣经的话呢，
Readers don't know about the original Greek or Hebrew.
这读者又不明白原文的希列文或者希伯来文。
No one should say lightly that a Bible translation is problematic.
不能够呢随意是去讲到翻译是有疑问。
Because to even suggest a Bible translation is wrong raises many doubts in the reader's mind.
甚至提到说这翻译有疑问的时候呢，俾你脑海中已经有一个大嘅问号啦。
On what basis do you determine that a translation is correct or not？
到底按照乜嘢嘅标准，我哋知道呢个翻译系对抑或错呢
？How do you determine which translation is right, which one is wrong？
点样知道边个翻译系正确，边个翻译系错误呢？
Today, I'd like to introduce you to four criteria.
今日我要介绍俾大家有四种嘅标准。
First,
第一个标准。
Does a translation contradict the Bible?
到底呢个翻译同圣经有冇矛盾呢
？Two,
第二点。
Does a translation make sense, or does it go against common sense?
到底呢个翻译合唔合理呢
？Three.
第三点，
Is a translation forced or is it faithful to the original text?
到底这个翻译是不是硬硬勉强去翻译，抑或它是很诚诚实实直接的翻译这个内容。
And lastly, fourth,
第四点，最后一点，
Do the standard lexicons allow such a translation?
到底标准原文词典容不容许你呢个咁样嘅翻译法咧
？Well, let's start from the first criterion.
哦，我现在咧，首先咧睇第一个嘅标准。
If a translation contradicts the Bible, it's wrong.
若果呢個翻譯係同整本聖經嘅內容咧係彼此矛盾嘅話，呢種翻譯係錯誤嘅。
If a translation accords with the Bible, then it's right.
若果呢個翻譯咧能夠合乎整本聖經嘅內容咧，呢個翻譯就對啦。
Let's look at the popular translation again.
嗱，我哋再睇翻咗普通嘅翻譯法啦嚇。
That is John chapter 1 and verse 1.
約福音一章一節。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道與神同在，道就是神。
Think about it.
嗱，你去諗一諗咁樣翻譯法。
As a reader, think carefully about it.
你係一個嘅閱讀者，當你聽過咁樣翻譯嘅時候，你要去小心去思考。
In what way does this translation want to guide you, a reader, to understand it?
当你读咗咁样翻译嘅话，到底呢个翻译员要你去相信乜嘢呢？
The translator wants to lead you, the readers, to believe the following.
翻译员如果咁样翻译法咧，佢要你相信以下嗰几点。
When God created this material universe, there was a second person besides God.
就係第一點，當神創造整個嘅宇宙萬物嘅時候咧，除佢之外咧，仲有另一位嘅。
This second person is called the Word.
另一位咧係叫做道。
And besides God, this other person was God also.
咁咧，除咗神之外咧，呢個稱為道呢一位咧。亦都係神。
And according to verse 3,
喺第三節，
this other person was the creator of all things.
第三節話俾我講，呢一個第二嗰位咧係創造萬物嘅。
Next slide, please.
我再睇另一個幻燈片。
Furthermore, the translators want you to find evidence in Gospel of John chapter 1 to 3, evidence to say that the Word refers to Jesus Christ.
这个翻译员想你看到约翰一章一至三节里面找到一些凭据，他就说这个道是讲的耶稣基督。
And that Jesus Christ is the creator of all things.
主耶稣基督就是创造万物那一位。
And because Jesus Christ is the creator, Jesus Christ is God.
因为主耶稣创造万物，因此耶稣基督是神。
So you see, this is the motive, the reason behind this popular translation.
你就知道翻译员为什么这样翻译法，就要令你去相信以上所讲几点。
But we must raise one important question.
但我一定要问一个重要的问题。
Is there only one creator of all things, or are there two creators?
到底創造宇宙萬物係咪只有一位呢？抑或有兩位呢？
What does the Bible say?
到底聖經點樣講？
When we read Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, how many persons are involved here?
當我哋讀到約翰一章一至三節嘅時候，到底有幾多位係提及到呢？
One or two?
一位抑或兩位呢？
We have spent many months studying the first chapter of Genesis.
我哋過去花咗好多個月咧，係專門咧係讀呢一個創世記第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 tells us plainly that Yahweh alone created the material universe by His word.
創世記第一章清楚話俾我哋聽，係 Yahweh 自己創造萬物。
And we read in Psalm 33, verse 6.8 and 9.
我们就请读诗篇三十三篇。
Psalm 33 verse 6. By the word of Yahweh, the heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood fast.
诸天藉耶和华的话而成，万物藉他口中的气而造。因为他说有就有，命立就立。
And then we come to the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24.
以赛亚书四十四章廿四节。
Thus says Yahweh, I am Yahweh, who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who by myself spread out the earth.
耶和这样说，我耶和是创造万物的，我是独自展开诸天，铺张大地的。
Let's go on to Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18.
我们再看看以赛亚书45章第18节。
Thus says Yahweh, who created the heavens, who formed the earth and made it. I am Yahweh, and there is none other.
Yahweh 这样说，创造诸天，把大地造成的 Yahweh, 他这样说，我是 Yahweh, 再没有别的神。
Nowhere in the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the creator.
在圣经里面从来没有讲到耶稣就是这个创造主。
In Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1, the word refers to Yahweh.
在约翰福音一章一节，道是讲 Yahweh.
Not to Jesus.
不是耶稣。
Nowhere in the Bible says the word refers to Jesus.
在整本圣经从来没有说到道是讲耶稣。
And therefore, to say Jesus is the creator contradicts the Bible.
因此，当你说耶稣就是那位创造主，同这个圣经互相矛盾的。
On this basis, I say that translation is wrong.
基于这一点，我可以这么说，这种的翻译是错误的。
But consider the correct translation.
那我们现在考虑一下正确的翻译。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God, and God was the Word.
太初有道，道是指神，神就是道。
This translation accords with the fact that Yahweh alone is creator.
这个翻译就能符合得到整本圣经所说，只有 Yahweh, 他就是这个创造主。
Let's look at a second criterion.
我再看第二个标准。
If a translation doesn't make sense, it's wrong.
若果这个翻译不合理的话，是错误的。
Of course.
当然呢。
The Bible is God's message for mankind.
因为圣经是神对人类的一个信息来的。
Mankind depends on the Bible and Bible translations to understand the will of God.
大家要知道，人去明白神那个旨意，是靠这一本圣经。
Bible translations ought to make sense.
因此，圣经的翻译必须是合理的。
If a translation makes sense, then it's right.
若果圣经的翻译合理，就是对了。
Let's consider John chapter 1 verse 1 again.
我们再看约翰福音一章一节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
翻译是这样说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Here the word God occurs two times.
神这个字出现了两次。
In the beginning was the Word,And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How can the Word be with God and at the same time was God itself?
那个疑问就是，怎么能够道与神同在，同一时候这个道就是这个神呢？
It doesn't make any sense.
这个是不合理的。
This translation does not make sense.
这样翻译法呢，不合理的。
According to verse 1 part C, the Word is actually God.
在第一节里面的第三段呢，是讲到这个道呢就是神。
Therefore, I can paraphrase verse 1 in this way.
因此我重新呢试下这样解释给大家听。
In the beginning was God, and God was with God, and God was God.
因为如果他这样解释的时候呢，变成太初有神，神与神同在，神就是神，这样就是变成这样的翻译法了。
This translation does not make sense.
这样翻译法呢，不合理的。
Whereas the correct translation makes perfect sense.
正确的翻译呢，就很合理了。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God, and God was the Word.
正确的翻译呢，就是太初有道，道就是指神，神就是道。
Next slide, please. Let's look at the third criterion.
我们再看第三个标准。
If a translation is forced, it's wrong.
若果这个翻译呢是勉强去翻译的话呢，这种的翻译呢是错误的。
Now, the translation, the word was with God, doesn't make sense as it is.
道與神同在，這樣翻譯法是不合理的。
There is only one way to make it make sense, and that is to read verse 1 in a specialized way.
不合理的時候，怎樣能夠使到它合理呢？就用很不同的方法去讀第一章第一節。
One must force the word God in part 1b to mean God the Father, the first person of the Trinity. And then when you come to part 1c, to force the same word God to mean something else. God the Son, that is Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity.
第一節的第二段，硬將這個神這個字是為父神。三位一体第一位，然后呢将第一节第三段道就是神这个神字呢硬将它解释就是这个耶稣基督，就是说子神，就是三位一体第二位。
Now, this translation is problematic.
这样翻译法呢很大疑问。
This translation goes against the plain meaning of the word God.
但是你硬这样去翻译呢，不是将个神字本身的意思清楚讲出来。
Because the word God simply means God.
因为神这个字意思就是神。
But this translation forces the word God to mean many things that are not in the word God.
它将这个神的字解成很多其他东西，不是本身的意思。
What is more?It forces the word God to change meaning from 1b to 1c. What is the reason for doing so?
那为什么要这样去做法，扭环节曲去这样做呢？
What is the basis for any translator to do so?
翻译员按着什么原因是要这样扭着个翻译去做呢？
A correct translation should read like this.
正确翻译应该如下。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God, and God was the Word.
太初有道，道就指神，神就是道。
This translation makes perfect sense.
这样翻译法是非常合理的。
Here, the word God is not forced to change its meaning.
这样翻译法呢，你没有将到神扭环节曲，勉强去翻译。
The word God is consistent throughout verse 1.
咁样翻译法咧，系一致性嘅，系咁样样嘅。
For these reasons, this translation is correct.
咁样嘅话咧，呢种嘅翻译咧系正确嘅。
And lastly, we come to the fourth criterion.
嗱，我再睇第四嗰个嘅标准啦。
What do the standard Greek lexicon say?
到底標準原文的詞典是怎樣說呢？它定義是什麼呢？
Because the key word in question is the word pros.
因為在第一章第一節，那個最關鍵的字呢，就是pros.
Can the word pros mean with, or with reference to, or both?
到底pros, 它是否解釋與人在一起？亦話咧係指向嘅意思。
What do the Greek lexicons say?
標準原文詞典點樣解釋呢個 pros 呢個字咧
？In Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1 part B, the key phrase in question is pros ton theon。
喺約翰福音一章一節嘅第二段，最關鍵嗰嗰句咧，希臘文咧係講。Pros ton theon.
As a grammatical structure, it is pros followed by an accusative case.
以文法嚟讲咧，系属于 pros 连同宾格嘅句型嚟嘅。
In the New Testament, I have counted a total of 691 times of such grammatical construction.
咁样嘅句型咧，喺新约里边我数过下，有691次。
Actually, the word pros occurs a total of 700 times.
就是 pros 这个字呢出现过700次。
And I've counted every one of these occurrences.
我呢每个字我真的这样去数。
This construction, pros plus accusative, can mean a number of meanings.
这样的文法，这样的组成呢，是有 很多不同的解釋法。
But the primary meaning is to or towards.
最主要的意思是向著或者是對著。
If a writer wants to express someone is with somebody else, a writer would rarely use the construction pros plus accusative.
但如果作者想說與某人同一起的時候，很少用就是屬於 pros 連同賓句這樣的句法的。
It is possible.
但是不是說不可以，是可以。
Although it is possible, it is rare.
雖然可以這樣用法，但是很少很少這樣用法。
Among the 691 examples, I counted only 8.
在691次刚才跟大家讲这样的句法的当中只有8次。
And then in the New Testament, in some situations, the construction pros plus accusative can mean with reference to.
在这个新约里面有些某一种的情况之下这样的句法可以是指向或者
pertaining to,
或者论到或者是关于。
In a moment, we'll read some examples of these three meanings.
我一阵咧，我用好多嘅例子咧，将呢三个嘅解释咧去解释。
Let's look at one example.
我哋睇睇其中一个例子。
In John chapter 1, verse 29,
约翰福音一章29节。
John saw Jesus coming to him, towards him.
约翰咧见到耶稣咧向住到佢那里嚟。
This is the primary meaning.
这个就是第一个主要的意思，用个 pros 这个字。
The next example.
另一个例子。
John chapter 2 verse 3.
二章三节。
Jesus' mother said something to him.
耶稣的母亲对耶稣说话。
The word pros means to. This is the primary meaning.
对，这个就是 pros 主要的意思。
Next example.The next example is Gospel of Mark chapter 14 and verse 49.
另一個例子是馬可福音14章49節。
Now this is the third possible meaning. Pros followed by accusative can sometimes mean someone is with somebody else.
這個呢第三個可能性這個 pros 的翻譯。當這個屬 pros 連同賓格的句型的時候呢有時確實可以這樣解釋與某人同一。
Here Jesus said, I was with you day after day teaching in the temple.
耶稣基督对他们说，我天天跟你们在一起，在殿里教导你们。
The next example is a second meaning of pros plus accusative.
现在呢，是再给大家一个例子呢，就是第二种解法。
The example is Gospel of Mark chapter 12 and verse 12.
这个例子呢，是在这个马可福音12章12节。
Jesus tells a parable to the people.
主耶稣向这些犹太人讲一个比喻。
Having heard the parable from Jesus, the people wanted to arrest Jesus.
当他们听到主耶稣所讲的比喻之后呢，这些人想去捉拿耶稣。
Because they were offended by the parable.
因为听了这个比喻之后他非常愤怒了。
They recognize that the parable that Jesus told was with reference to themselves.
因为他听了这个比喻，他知道主耶稣所讲的比喻是指着他们所讲的。
The word there is pros.
这个字就是 pros, 指着。
Followed by accusative case.
是跟着就连同宾格的句型了。
The next example is found in Romans chapter 15, verse 17.
另一个例子是罗马书十五章十七节。
The same example we saw 2 weeks ago.
是两星期前我已经提及过这个经文了。
Again, we see the word pros plus accusative can mean pertaining to.
我们看到了这个字呢 pros 呢连同宾格的时候呢可以翻译成论到。
Next example, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1.
另一个例子希伯来书五章一节。
Their pros also means pertaining to.
这个 pros 呢也可以说到论到或者关于的意思。
Now, for a writer to say someone is with somebody else, there are other common Greek words he can choose.
当作者想表达某人与他一起的时候，事实上希腊文有其他的字可以表达的。
I name three.
我可以三个字去表达。
The most common Greek words to to express someone is with somebody else are meta, followed by genitive case, or para, followed by the dative case. Or the third word that one can use is the word sin.
通常用邊個與某人一齊的時候呢 meta 連同屬格，或者呢就是 para 跟住呢間接受格，或者第三個字呢就是 soon。
Normally, a writer would not choose the word pros plus accusative to say with somebody.
但是通常很少用這個 pros 呢來去翻譯與某人同一起的。
The word pros, followed by accusative case, has a primary meaning of to, but then the meaning with or the meaning referred to are also possible.
所以当属 pros 连同宾格的句型的时候，它主要的意思就是向着、对着。当然，其他两个意思的解法，与或者指着都可以的。
The question is, how do we determine which translation is right or wrong?
問題最重要了，我們怎能夠可以決定邊個的翻譯是對，邊個翻譯是錯誤呢？
Do you want to play it safe?
抑或你想是安全一
點？ Do you want to be polite?
或者禮貌一點？
To say that, well, let's say either one is okay.
就說某一個都可以，哪個個都對的。
But at least the lexicons allow these three meanings.
你反正咧個原文詞典咧都容許咁樣解釋啦。
Let's backtrack a little bit. If we translate John 1:1b as "and the Word was with God," it leads us to a contradiction.
道與神同在係，如果真係要咁樣解釋法嘅時候咧，我哋就有一個矛盾喺度啦。
The plain statement of the Bible says, Yahweh God alone is the creator.
因为圣经很清楚告诉我们， Yahweh 神是唯一的创造主。
This fact alone rules out that translation.
这个的事实本身已经完全排除其他的翻译的可能性了。
And therefore, which translation is right?
因此我再问了，哪个翻译啱咧？正确咧
？In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God, and God was the Word.
太初有道，道是指神，神就是道。
There is one compelling reason for the translation. For what reasons do we choose this to be the correct one?
我点解我哋觉得呢个嘅翻译系正确咧？
First, it accords with the rest of the Bible that says Yahweh alone is the creator.
因为这样翻译的时候呢，完全吻合整本圣经呢， Yahweh 独一的创造主。
And then it also makes perfect sense.
而且呢，非常合理的这个翻译。
Also, it doesn't force the word to mean one thing and then another thing.
这样翻译法呢，不会勉强呢硬眼去翻译有样，一阵就发其他意思，不会的。
Let me conclude for today. Today we've learned something important about translation of the Bible.
今天我们学一个非常重要有关翻译圣经的事情。
How do you determine one translation is right or wrong?
你怎样决定哪一个的翻译是对或者错呢？
Today we have looked at four criteria.
今天我们看到四个的标准去看到的翻译。第一，
Does a translation contradict the Bible?
到底这个翻译跟圣经有没有矛盾？
Two，
第二，
Does a translation make sense?
翻译呢是不是合理？
Or does it goes against common sense?
抑或呢它的翻译呢是完全与这个普通的知识呢彼此的矛盾的。
Three，
第三，
Is a translation forced?
到底这个翻译是不是硬硬勉强的翻译出来的呢？
Or is it faithful to the original text?
抑或很忠心地将这个圣经的内容直接翻出来。
Finally, four.
最后第四点。
What do the standard lexicons say?
到底标准语文的词典是这个定义是什么呢？
Does a lexicon allow a translation?
到底这个标准语文的词典容不容许这样翻译法呢？
Based on these four criteria, I have presented to you the correct translation of John chapter 1 verse 1.
按住呢四点嘅标准，我已经将约翰一章一节嘅正确嘅翻译系俾你大家听到正确翻译。
I've also explained to you why I dare to claim a certain popular translation is problematic。
我好够胆话俾你听，点解其他嘅翻译系真系好大嘅疑问
？Let us face it。Deliberate mistranslation of the Bible is a very serious matter.
当你刻意嘅扭环节曲，将圣经原来嘅解释咧系转咗嘅时候咧，系非常严重嘅疑问嘅。
Readers of the Bible can only depend on Bible translations.
因为读者咧，佢靠个翻译咧去明白呢个圣经嘅。
Only scholars know Greek and Hebrew.
只有学者先懂得原文嘅啫。
Readers don't know what the original text says.
普通嘅读者唔知道原文到底系点样解法嘅。
Mistranslations of the Bible conceal God's message for mankind.
若果你刻意翻译错呢个圣经嘅时候咧，你将神嘅真理隐藏咗。
Faithful translation sends out God's light and proclaims God's truth to mankind。
当你忠心将神嘅话语翻译正确嘅时候，将神嘅话语嘅光发出嚟，然后将神嘅真理咧能够宣扬出嚟。
It is a fact that we've got problem with Bible translations。
好多时就系呢个翻译嘅错误误导人啊！呢个真系事实嚟嘅。
I know what I'm saying raises doubts in your mind。
嗱，我知道我咁样讲法咧，使到你个有好多嘅疑问。
You say, "Oh, what do I do? Can I still read my Bible?"
哦，咁你会问我到底我而家应该点咧？咁我仲可唔可以继续咧读呢个圣经咧
？How many translation errors are there?
咁到底呢个圣经里面有几多嘅系错误嘅翻译咧？
No, which place is problematic, which is not?
咁边个地方系有疑问，边个地方冇疑问嘅咧
？The fact is, by and large, translations of the Bible are reliable.
事实上咧，整本圣经咧，大部分嘅翻译咧系正确嘅。
The Bible is a very thick book.
你睇到圣经系好厚嘅一本书嚟嘅。
By and large, translations are correct and reliable.
大部分可以同大家讲。是正確和有依靠性的。
But in a number of crucial texts about who God is, who Jesus Christ is, in these crucial texts, there are deliberate mistranslations.
但是有几个重要的圣经文是有关神是哪位，耶稣是哪位，这些重要的经文我们刻意将它翻译错误。
That is a fact.
呢个真系事实嚟嘅。
The Bible states plainly that Yahweh alone is the creator of all things.
圣经好清楚话俾我哋听 ，Yahweh 唯一一个创造万有嗰位嘅主宰。
There is no other creator.
除他以外冇其他嘅创造主噶啦。
And therefore, the translators have no compelling reason to translate pros to mean the word was with God and the word was God.
因此，嗰啲翻译员冇理由将呢一个 pros 呢个字翻译成为道与神同在，道就是神，不能够咁样翻译法嘅。
We must not place Christianity's dogmas over and above the Bible.
我哋千万不能将基督教嘅教条高过圣经本身。
Any translation of the Bible must not contradict the Bible.
所有嘅翻译不能够与圣经相矛盾。
Translation should faithfully bring out the straightforward meaning of a text.
圣经的翻译应该要很忠心地直接地将这个圣经的内容翻译出来。
Translation must not force the text to say things that it doesn't say.
翻译不能够勉强翻译成一样的东西圣经没有这样讲过的。
So, in conclusion, the correct translation of John chapter 1 verse 1 is,In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God, and God was the Word.
总结今日所讲嘅约翰一章一节正确嘅翻译应该系咁讲：太初有道，这个道咧系指神， 神就是道。
I said this lesson is a sequel to the last lesson.
我讲咧，今日咧嘅讲道咧，同上两周所分享咧系一个连接嘅。
And I've also said that this second lesson was aimed at my colleagues.
我咧就系亦都系想今次嘅特别一个讲道咧，希望我啲嘅同事。
But then.I hope I have also made the second lesson understandable to you.
不過咧，我真係好希望今我所講咧，能夠大家都明白，跟到我所要講嘅。
In the weeks ahead, I will continue in this very important topic.
跟住咧，我會繼續會講呢啲咁重要嘅信息俾大家聽。
Let us spend a moment of quiet before God.
我哋安靜喺主面前。